Welcome to the Fourier representation for discrete-time periodic signals. I will introduce basic aspects of the representation in this audio segment. In subsequent segments, I will comment on the use of the applets provided below. In many ways, the discrete-time Fourier series is simpler than the continuous-time Fourier series. For example, mathematical issues involving convergence of the continuous time series or involving manipulations of impulse functions do not arise in discrete time. However, discrete time Fourier analysis can be less intuitive, in part because of the lack of familiar physical examples, such as audio signals in continuous time. Also, manipulations of summation expressions might be less familiar to students immersed in the integral calculus that is used in continuous time. In any case, the discrete-time Fourier series is very important in modern digital signal processing, particularly because of the close connection to the discrete Fourier transform, or DFT. Consider a signal x of n that is periodic with fundamental period cap n. That is, cap n is the smallest positive integer for which x of n is periodic. The Fourier series representation for x of n is a linear combination of discrete-time complex exponential signals with period cap n, each of which has frequency that is an integer multiple of the fundamental frequency, 2 pi over cap n. Such frequency terms are called harmonically related. A basic fact is that there are only cap n distinct harmonically related complex exponentials with period cap n. Therefore, the discrete-time Fourier series is a finite sum with cap n terms. A second fact is that the orthogonality property of harmonically related complex exponentials leads to a simple formula for the coefficients in the discrete-time Fourier series. Finally, the discrete-time Fourier series representation is an exact representation of the signal, unlike the truncated Fourier series approximations typically used in the continuous time case.